I'm Terrence McKnight, host of Evening Music on WNYC. To get a sense for the atmosphere in D.C. ahead of the presidential inauguration, think back to how Bostonians reacted when the Red Sox finally won the pennant, or how New Yorkers reacted when the Giants won the Super Bowl last year. Then double the size of those crowds and police presence, triple the enthusiasm, and throw in a multicultural family reunion where strangers behave as long-lost relatives. That's what it feels like to be in D.C. right now. Long lines and crowded subways turn into photo ops, and the chilly climate just another reason to buy yet another Obama hat or scarf. Just yesterday, I met a lady from Vermont who talked about what a privilege it is for her to see a self-made man who happens to be of African descent become president. She says that she prays for him, his wife, and children every night. I spoke with a minister who said this inauguration was another step towards our perfect union, and that every morning he says a prayer for Barack Obama, his family, and his cabinet. In just a few hours, we'll get to hear the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, serenade the president and the country and the world as Barack Obama becomes America's 44th president. I'm Terrence McKnight. My darling, believe me, believe me. For me.